Well, guys, let me read a verse and then we're going to pray. And I am just so expectant for what God is going to do this morning. Here in the room, in 100 New Street, online, I know God is here. Everyone say that. Say, God is here. And something is going to shift in your life and my life this morning. We're going to get unstuck. And I really am expectant for what the Holy Spirit is going to do here this morning. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is our key verse this morning. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, this is God speaking to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Everyone say, knew you. Melbourne, say, knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Can we all pray this morning as we get into the word together? God, I'm just so thankful for your presence here this morning. And as we unpack your word, I pray let the word of God pierce every heart here this morning on the Sunshine Coast and in Melbourne East. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. And wherever you are, you bring freedom, you bring liberty. And Lord, I prophesy in this morning, in this moment, people will be set free by the power of your Spirit. So Lord, we pray. Right now, we just set our mind not on the things of this world, on the busyness of life, on what we're having for lunch. Right now, we are in the house of God and we fix our eyes on you. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, why don't you give a high five to the person next to you in Melbourne? Thank you, band. You guys can take your seats. If you haven't taken your seat yet in Melbourne, you can. And thank you, Melbourne East band. Well, it is an immense privilege to be sharing this morning. And if, as I said before, if you haven't met, it's just a joy to connect today. Maybe you're new in Melbourne. Welcome. But I'm wondering here, as you reflect on your childhood, I want to sort of go back to our childhood. For some of us, that's a few years ago. For some of us, that's a few millennia ago. I'm just joking. But I want you to remember, maybe you can relate to me, Steve Marks, I reckon, John Owen. Do you remember the seven most scary words that your mum could ever say to you? And when she spoke it to you, potentially. Do you know what I'm talking about? Wait, wow, that got dark in the front row. I'm not going to repeat that. You wait until your father gets home. Who knows that? Who knows that? Who can remember that? Yep, who said that to their kids this morning? Yeah. Who said that to their what? No. Now, guys, I need everyone to just agree with me in prayer because as you hear this story, I am just praying that my son does not have my genetics, but Ebony's genetics, and he's a lot more like her. Because I remember one day, I was in trouble for something. I was quite young, and my mum said those words, "You wait until your father gets home." Woo, I was in trouble. And I remember, I don't know what got over me. And I just remember this day, out of all the days, I decided to be an absolute smuck. And so for the next few hours, while I was waiting for my dad to get home, I was planning that moment very well. I was going, all right, I'm going to go and listen out for the car. And when he gets here, I'm going to do this and I'm doing that. And we actually had two doors that you could get out to your backyard. And so I actually remember pre-opening them. And I was like, all right, I know that dad, when he gets home, I don't know why, as I said, I just repent of this, but I was just like, I'm going to be so annoying, and I know that he's going to try and get me, and so I'm going to map out a map of where I am going to run. And so I remember, I'm like scheming this scheme, and all the parents right now just feel like you don't like me anymore. I'm so sorry. I'm a transformed life, okay, I promise. But I remember I'm watching, I hear the car coming, and I'm like, all right, it's go time, baby. And I'm like 8 years old, remember. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I was 15, I can't remember. But anyway, maybe it was last week. But I remember he comes through the door and I just remember doing the, I was like, no, you can't get me. And I just started running. And at first he didn't chase and, you know, mum told him what had happened. And I just remember eventually they started trying to catch me, okay? I was doing everything I could to get them riled up. and I'm running around like loops. I remember Dad was like trying to catch me, and I was like, no. And I ran through his legs and he missed me. And I just remember running. And my mantra was this: if I don't stop, I won't get caught. And who knows, when you're 8 years old, you got some pretty good fitness going on. What do you reckon, Melbourne? I remember running. And eventually, I can't remember where my demise happened, but I did eventually get caught. And all I can say is that timeout was extra hard that day, if you know what I'm saying. As I said, please pray with me today that my son is like my wife and not like me. And I just wanted to do a public apology to my parents. I am sorry, Dad. I am sorry, Mom. Give them a hand. They're amazing. They're in the room, Melbourne, because they had to deal with me. And I apologize. But today, you might be, what does that mean? What are we talking about that? Well, today we're starting a new series. It is called Do the New You. Say that after me. Say, Do the New You. And we are looking over the next 5 weeks into becoming the best version of ourselves, the true version of ourselves, the one that God has created us to be and always knew us to be. Who is the new you? The new you is the new you with a K. We're going to go into this today. And it's the real you and the true you. And today I'm speaking into the first mindset as we launch into this series called I'm Not Stuck Unless I Stop. I'm not stuck unless I stop. And that's what I remember that day. And as I'm running around, I'm like, if I just don't stop, I will not get caught. If I just keep moving, I'm going to evade getting caught. And that's so true. And I want to talk today about how that relates to our life. Because the reality for you and for me, in life, we all find ourselves in seasons where we get stuck. And as I launch into this message, I want us all to think. And here in the room in Melbourne, let's reflect. And as we look at our life, I want us to zoom out a little bit and really ask ourselves, where do I feel stuck? Another way of wording that question is, what right now is holding me back from my potential? When I think about the call of God and the future God has for me, what is an obstacle in my way that keeps me stuck where I am? So for some of us, that might be wrestling with anxiety. For some of us, that might be wrestling with depression. For some of us, that might be relational challenges in our world. It might be habits that we're trying to break in our life, but no matter how hard we try, we keep getting stuck back in that same old habit. Maybe for some of us, it's financial lack. And I go to do something for God, but financial lack holds me back. Something that seems unbreakable, discouragement, hopelessness. Maybe for you here this morning or for me, it's actually a specific trial. And you're going, hey, Dan, right now I'm walking through this battle. And man, it is hard and it just seems like I'm stuck. Maybe it isn't a physical trial, but, and so often the case is, it's actually a mindset that holds us back. Maybe you and I are wrestling this morning thoughts like, I don't feel like I am enough. I don't feel good enough. I'm not the kind of person that could do X. I could never do Y. Right. God is against me. I'm all alone. I will never X, Y, and Z. But here this morning for you, and I'm reflecting myself, where do we feel stuck? And the truth is, friend, let's be real this morning, that when we're in the midst of these things where we feel stuck, it can feel impossible to overcome. It's no small thing. That's the truth, right? I've been there many times. I know you have. It can feel so challenging to rise against it. Sometimes we feel stuck in the same challenge, not just for weeks, not just for months. Maybe for some of us here today, it's been years or decades. But I want to encourage everyone in this place that you are not alone. And God's will is that you and I would never be stuck, but we would be living who He has called us to be. Yeah, it's not His will for us to stay in that place of feeling stuck. And this is a great mindset we're going into today. I'm not stuck. I want us to say it actually again. This is a verbal day today. Say, I'm not stuck. Say it, Melbourne, I'm not stuck unless I stop. And that's the mindset we are digging into today. Because what I've discovered in my world is that stuck is a mindset and not a reality. I want to say that again. Feeling stuck is actually a mindset and not a reality. And I just want to prophesy over your life right now that whatever comes to mind when I ask that question, can I remind each of us here today that it is not bigger than God? And God is with you. God is for you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and He has given you the overwhelming victory. So let's give God a hand today. Come on, if you believe, whatever giant's coming against you, you can overcome it through the power of God. Amen? We're going to get unstuck. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm getting unstuck, baby. Woo! That got a bit awkward for some of you. Should I make it more awkward? Turn to the other person and say, we're getting unstuck, babe. Do it in Melbourne. Come on. Embrace the awkwardness. It's good. At least three marriages just began right there and then. I believe it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. Guys, we're going to look at a great man in the Bible named Moses. We're going to go together to Exodus chapter 3. If you'd like to turn there with me in your Bibles, we're going to Exodus chapter 3, Melbourne East, watching online. And we're going to zoom into a moment where this mighty man of God named Moses, if you've never heard of Moses, he did great things, which I'm going to talk about. But we're going to talk about a moment in his life where he felt stuck. So we're going to read from verse 2. This is the famous passage where Moses encountered a burning bush. So verse 2 says, there the angel of the Lord, which was Jesus, appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. Moses saw that through the bush, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush, the bush does not burn up. And when the Lord saw that he'd gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And he responds, here I am. We're going to keep going through this passage of scripture, but I just find that amazing. It represents a life-defining encounter Moses had with God. And out of this encounter, God begins to call Moses and tell him about his future and what he is called to be. It goes on in verse 9, and God is saying, and now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. That was God's people, hundreds of thousands of people. And I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you, talking to Moses, to Pharaoh, to bring my people to the Israelites out of Egypt. Woo, that's no small calling, right? Who knows, that's an intimidating moment when God says, you're the one who's going to lead all of my people from the Egyptians and the Pharaoh. And we're going to zoom into how he responds, but can I remind everyone, the blessing of reading the Bible is we know the story. We know the beginning from the end. But let's remember, Moses is the man of God. Come on. He's the man of God who leads God's people out of the promised land, who spoke face to face with God. Like, come on, that's the coolest thing ever. This is the man who was a servant of God, who boldly faced Pharaoh and demanded he let God's people go, the most powerful man on the planet, who parted the Red Sea, come on, who turned a staff into a serpent, who stayed faithful in the wilderness, who saw the glory of God and wrote the five first books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, and so on. God said, like, this is pretty amazing. God actually said about Moses, there has never been another prophet like him. This is the man of God we're looking at. But what happens after he receives the call of God? Well, the truth is, where God met him in the bush, Moses wasn't the mighty man of God. Moses was actually stuck. Everyone say stuck. Moses was stuck in his own fear, stuck in his own pain, stuck over past mistakes. And this mighty man of God actually protested God five times. And we won't, for the time's sake, I encourage you, go read Exodus chapter 3 and 4. But five buts came out of his mouth. And I was tempted to title this message, Get Rid of Your Butt. Give me a wave. Who'd like to get rid of some of your butt? I don't know. And then I thought of Ebony, who, she wouldn't want me to lose any of my butt. That's her favorite part of my body. So sorry, Neil, to her father. TMI. Anyway, get rid of your butt. Move on, Dan, move on. He had five butts. And let me give you a few examples. So, but Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Moses' doubt, he felt inadequate. He was stuck in inadequacy. God's calling him and he's trying, but I'm stuck. I feel inadequate. His second one, what shall I say to them? He's concerned. He doesn't even know what to say. He doesn't feel up for it. He's stuck. He says a third time, whom shall I say to them? Who's calling me? He says, what if they don't believe me? So this mighty man of God feels the call and he's stuck. I feel doubtful. I feel afraid. I don't know what to do if this goes wrong or that goes wrong. He said, I am slow of speech and tongue. So he had a mindset that was trapping him. When God called him to be a man of God to lead, he said, but I'm awful at speaking. And isn't that amazing that the creator of the universe is saying, Moses, I've called you to do this. But Moses, he's saying, but no, God, you don't know. I suck at preaching, at talking. And he's stuck. And then the fifth one, I find this the funniest. He's just like, God, please send someone else. After four buts, his fifth but is, God, please, please just send someone else. Does that sound like a mighty man of God, or does that sound like someone who's stuck? The mighty man of God was stuck at the beginning of his call. God was calling him into the future. And here this morning, God's calling you and I into our future, into his purpose, into your calling, into the new Moses that God had always known, but he was stuck. Stuck in his own weakness. Can you relate to Moses? I know I can relate to Moses. He was stuck in what he thought was his own weakness, stuck in his failures, and stuck in his fear, instead of trusting God's promise, God's power, and his presence. And this is the scary thing. And this is the scary thing for you and I is, can you imagine if Moses let his fears and inadequacies and what he was stuck in, imagine if he let that stop him entering into the call of God? And so many of us as believers in Jesus, you and I, we can have that same thing where God's calling us into the future, but we're stuck. And we don't let God's word over our life push us forward. We actually stay small where we feel stuck. And I actually got two friends who are going to help me. Can you give it a hand as I welcome up Dave Crowder and Sam Solberg? Let's give these guys a big hand. Melbourne East, no. Dan Fracker doesn't preach without an analogy. All right. You've been working out? Yeah, well. Zoom in on that camera, man. Woo, that's rock solid. All right. Sorry, I just got distracted, man. Concentrate, Dan. So this is what was happening in Moses, and this is what happens in our life. We are where we are. And we have two things. You guys can hold that first one up. Right now in your life and in my life, and what was happening in Moses' life is he was here. And over here, God is prophesying over Moses, saying, Moses, I have called you. I am with you. Don't worry about your fears. Don't worry about your inadequacies. I've got you. And God is prophesying over his son. And he's prophesying over you and I today. And Moses is wanting to go towards God's prophecy. But what happens? We all hear the enemy beginning to prophesy over us. Hey, Moses, remember you murdered that person. Hey, Moses, remember you tried to lead God's people before. How did that work? You're a mistake. You suck. And like, it gets dark. But the enemy is prophesying over Moses. He is prophesying. I don't know if you can see that, Melbourne, sorry. He's prophesying over Moses. And so you and I always have the decision, whose prophecy are we going to agree with? Are we going to agree with what God's speaking over our life, or where we feel stuck over what the enemy's speaking over our life? You can go to the next one, boys. The next thing that's happening is Moses feels stuck. And why does he feel stuck? Because he sees his limitations. You and I all have limitations. What's your limitations? Well, what it is when you and I feel called to do something great for God and become who he's called us to be, what starts yelling loudest in our mouth? For me, one of my biggest limitations is whenever I feel to step out for God, I feel this voice saying, you are not enough. You are not good enough. And for me, that's my limitation trying to drag me back. But let me tell you, friend, we've got some good news that God's over here saying, son, this is your potential that you can step into. Come on, the God who created us knows our potential. Once again, we have a decision. Am I going to live my life stuck in my limitations or growing into God's potential over my life? And the last one, if you guys go to the third one, this is the truth. And this is why I wanted to talk about this today, is when you and I live in the enemy's prophecy, when we live in that place of our limitation, what happens is it's a trap. And we live our life stuck. I know God's calling me to this, but I'm not enough. I know God's called me to do this for him, but financial lack. And we get trapped in the lies of the enemy. And that's Moses' wrestle in this moment. And he makes this bold decision. Even though I may feel trapped right now, come on, Melbourne, I might feel trapped right now, I'm stepping into the truth of who I am and who God's called me to be. Come on, let's give God some praise for that in Melbourne. Come on, if you're glad that the truth sets us free. And here's the power. Going back to our original verse, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So whenever God is speaking over your life and my life, our potential, when he's speaking his prophecy, can I tell you, he's not making it up. He is the creator. He created you. He created me. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, he already knew you. And he is prophesying, hey, I see the beginning from the end. I know the real you. I'm the one who made you. I'm the one who put those gifts on the inside of you. I'm the one who chose you despite your limitations, despite your mistakes. I am the one who knows you. And when he speaks, this is the new you. N-E-W is the new you. K-N-E-W. He knows you. He knows you. And the truth always sets us free. So when we feel stuck, we get set free. Amen. Can you give these guys a big hand? Thank you, fellas. Mr. Muscles over there. Do the New You is actually a book written by Pastor Stephen Furtick. And he said this line that just messed with my thinking. Are you ready for this? I want you to write this down. Are you ready, Melbourne? If you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. If you agree with God about your potential, you get to grow into it. Can I say that again? If you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. So, the enemy's saying you're not enough. You go, yeah, you're right, I'm not enough. Guess what? We get to keep that. When we go to step out inside the business that God's called us, but no, I couldn't do that. I'm not that kind of person. I have financial lack. We get what we argue for. But if you and I make a bold decision like Moses made and say, you know what? I feel stressed. I feel nervous. I'm afraid. I'm doubtful. I feel that prophecy, but I make a decision. I'm not going to agree with that. I'm going to agree with my creator. We get to grow into the potential that God has for us. And let me share a verse that's mind-blowing. It says in Psalm 91 verse 3, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And so you and I here today feeling stuck in our limitations, stuck in our weaknesses, our fears, our doubts. The good news is it's not by our strength, it's not by our might, but today the power of the Holy Spirit breaks that trap and you and I get delivered from him and we can begin to walk towards our potential. I'm preaching so hard, I'm sweating here. Come on. This is good, Melbourne. Not used to this heat. Can I take you to a day I'll never forget? It was a day and I checked my calendar and Ebony and I are booked in to go to a specialist appointment. And it's in the calendar. And as I wake up, I look at that appointment and questions start racing through my head. Disappointment starts welling in my heart. Anger and frustration rises in me. The fear of my dreams being crushed is shouting at me. The guilt of the feeling of I let my wife down hits me. The worry and anxiety of all these what ifs is shouting at me. The hurt I felt towards God in that moment began rising. It's one of those days where this friend over here was pretty loud in my head. The limitations, the what's wrong, the everything's always going to be like this. You're going to be stuck forever. And Ebony and I actually walked into an appointment to help us on our fertility journey. And for those who aren't aware, to have our precious son that you just got to meet was quite a journey for us. And at this point, it actually had been 1 year of us trying. And the first few months were fun. Sorry, I'm just pretending negative emotions don't exist for a moment. But it started to get a toll on us. And we're 1 year in. And can I tell you, I'll talk a bit more about this later, but the voice in my head was so loud. And you know, the guess I have is that you know what that voice sounds like. Melbourne, I think you know what that voice sounds like. When we're walking through a trial, we're walking through a challenge, we're about to step out for God, and that voice from the enemy is just screaming at us. And all I wanted to do, and I'm assuming you're similar to me, all I want to do in that moment is just sit down and give up and just go, it's just too much. I can't cope with the journey ahead. I can't just keep believing and going, but I feel so stuck in this emotion. Can you give me a wave? Who can resonate to that voice? I want to take us to Psalm 23. David's talking here, and it's one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. He says, I want to read this very slow. Let's listen to each word. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So when you and I are walking through valleys, and for our Sunshine Coast people, Melbourne East, you can catch the podcast. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about how do we get through the valleys of life. And I want to encourage you, come back tonight, not just Sunshine Coasters, not just to celebrate water baptisms. I can't wait to preach it. Melbourne, watch it. But in the trials of life, we've got two decisions. And I want you to imagine like there's a valley. We're in the valley. And Moses was in the valley that day. This moment in my life, I'm in the valley. We've got two options. Will we sit down and give up and get stuck in the valley? Or will we make a decision? Even though it's hard, even though it hurts, even though I feel intimidated by the voice of the enemy, I'm going to keep walking out of this valley. I'm going to keep walking towards what God has spoken over my life. You and I got to be people who walk through the valley. Everyone say through. Through. Melbourne, say through. And in the trials of life, we actually can get trapped and stuck in the valley. And often it's not the trial itself, it's the mindsets and the lies that the enemy speak in the valley. And if we're not careful, they will enslave us and trap us. And we can actually spend the next years of our life, even though the trial is finished, stuck in that valley still. We've got to disagree. We've got to say, I don't agree with what the enemy is speaking over my life. And I had to go on a journey and I had to write down the lies the enemy was saying to me. He was saying things like, you will never fall pregnant. You will never be a dad. This is your fault. You're a mess. Why don't you believe God? What? And it went on and on and on. But what I had to do is I had to write them down. And eventually I got to a point of faith where, you know, on the inside, the warrior rose up. And every now and then you and I need to just rise up in faith. And I just said, you know what? I've written down these lies. Today I recognize they are lies. I break the power. I do not agree with them. I believe what God has said. Amen? I believe what God has said. You and I today, I can feel people shifting. You're recognizing lies that you've been living in that have got you stuck and trapped. And today is the day we say, no, I do not agree anymore. I will not live that way. I believe God. Amen? And that's my final point as I invite the band up. Melbourne East, can the band please begin to come up? We don't have to just disagree with our limitations. So for you here today, that might be, as I did, out of today's message, writing some of those things down. These are the lies that have ensnared me. These are the thoughts that I'm tempted to think when I walk through the trials. Write them out. Make that your homework today, friend, in Melbourne. Acknowledge them, but then disagree with them and recognize them for what they are. They are the enemy prophesying and they are not truth. We can always control what we think about in life. And number two, we got to agree with God's potential. So I'm stuck, I'm wrestling, I'm struggling. I've got a photo that's going to come up behind me. Hopefully, Melbourne, you can see it. I just had to begin to go on a journey. Right, God, the enemy's shouting at me in this trial. I need your voice. I can hear the limitation in that, but God, I need to hear what you're saying to me. See, God always sees our trials from the victory. Who knows that the God who knows us is outside of time? And so when I'm walking through this trial, God's over here saying, Dan, I can see your son brave. It's gonna be okay. And he's speaking potential, prophesying over my life. And he's doing that for you here this morning, those who are walking through the valley. He's speaking from the victory, saying, just listen to my voice. And I had 6 promises he gave me about falling pregnant. And you know what I did? I printed it about 20 times, put it in my Bible. I put it in Ebony's Bible. I put it in our mirror. I put it all around our house. And every day when that voice came screaming at me, I went to the Word of God and I began to read it. I began to speak it. I began to see it. And I said, God, I am choosing to agree with your prophecy over my life. And every day what would happen to me is I would begin that day feeling stuck because we're still not pregnant. And guys, from that specialist moment, it wasn't just a few more weeks of the battle. It wasn't just for a few more months. From the day we went to the specialist, it was actually 2 more whole years again. And can I tell you, I clung onto this with all my life. But his word came through and you saw the trial ended. You saw the very signs that God came through for us. And the same God that came through for us will come through for you in the name of Jesus. But as I close out this message, we have a choice. Moses had a choice. Am I going to stay stuck in what that voice is saying? Or am I going to keep walking towards what God is speaking? This is how we don't get stuck. I had a choice. Am I going to live overwhelmed and discouraged, or am I going to keep believing God? Keep walking through this valley. Keep walking through what I'm going through. Yeah, good. And if I can bring us back to where I began, I only got caught when I stopped. But if I can just keep walking, if I can just keep believing, I'm only stuck if I stop. So you and I need to be people who hold on to the Word of God, who speak the Word of God and just keep walking towards who God's called us to be and what He has called us to do. And the victory will come. Can we all stand in this place? Also in Melbourne, can we stand? So for you and I here today, I've asked, where do you feel stuck? You can take that photo down, team. Thank you. First thing we're going to do is we're going to recognize the lies that have been prophesied from the enemy that's keeping us stuck. And in a moment, we're going to do this here and now. We're going to break that. We're going to disagree with it. But the second thing you and I need to do is we need to find the voice of God. What is His word over your life right now? What is the God who has always known you over on this end in the future speaking over you here today? We need to listen up our ears and say, Father, the God who's always known me, speak to me here this morning. Speak to me, give me your word. And when we have his word, we declare it over our life. And that sets us free. We meditate on it. We stand on the word of God. So can we all just reach our hands out to God right now? Just wait on him. In a moment, we're going to pray and things are going to break off our life. But right now, I just declare in the name of Jesus Christ a prophetic atmosphere. Right now, every heart hearing your voice, Father, the voice of our Creator, before we were even formed in our mother's womb, you knew us, God. And I just declare right now your word coming to every heart here on the Sunshine Coast. Every heart in Melbourne, every heart watching online, let your word come. Let visions come. And when you pour out your spirit, we will receive visions and dreams. I release that right now in the name of Jesus. Give us our sword for the battle and our way through the valley. And I declare we will not be stuck. We will keep walking towards what God has for us. Amen. Amen. Can we all open our eyes here?